Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome to episode 42, Stop Analyzing Everything. The only people who see the whole picture are the ones who step outside the frame. This one is by Salman Rushdie. Do you spend a lot of time in your own head? Are you replaying every situation over and over, reliving every moment? Do you regret not taking action? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you're probably someone who overanalyzes everything, or you are an overthinker. How do I know? I know because I used to be that person. About 8 or 9 years ago, I was sitting in an audience of a real estate seminar, and I heard a speaker talking about online marketing and the potential of sharing information, educating people to help them make decisions and take action that would transform their lives. As I was sitting there, all I could tell myself is I could do that. I went up to speak to the speaker after the event, sharing my ideas as well as my thought process. He looked at me and said, "You don't have to overthink things. It's a lot simpler than you think." He became my mentor. He challenged me to think differently than I had ever had before, and I am grateful because now I can see opportunities and possibilities everywhere. Whenever I would start overthinking, I would start to feel stressed out and even get anxious about how I was going to get things done. I waffled when it came to making some key decisions, and sometimes I would even wake up at night wondering how I would ever get through this, make money I wanted, and even pay my assistant. You may even have caught yourself in a negative spiral thinking, getting ready to believe the worst case scenario. All of this drains your energy. Thinking about a decision and making a decision are really two different things. Decisive action is important if you are not going to miss out on those opportunities out there. I know there were opportunities that passed by. My overthinking held me back from taking action I needed. How do you know if you're an overthinker? Well, you can't stop thinking about anything else. It's like the movie Groundhog Day, where the day gets played over and over. And one of the most common thoughts is wondering what others think of you. You may have heard the saying, what others think of you is none of your business. It's true. And if you haven't read The Four Agreements by Don McGill de Ruiz, I highly recommend it. One of the agreements is not to take things personally. No matter if someone compliments you, saying something great about you, or criticizes you, saying something negative about you, it is their perception of reality. I happen to want to take the compliments personally. I know, it's pretty funny. But we can definitely learn from and choose whether or not we will accept the latter. It does not need to define you. So when someone says something positive to you, you can take it, absorb it if you feel it's true. And the same goes for the negative perspective. You don't need to hang on to it. You have a choice whether or not you're going to accept that. What matters is your perspective of yourself. Repaying what you could have done is sheer punishment. Quit doing this to yourself. So let's talk about what you can do about overthinking or analyzing. You can start by taking action, doing more instead of learning more. You cannot start getting things into motion if you're hiding behind the computer or a book, continuously working at learning more without taking action steps moving forward. Albert Einstein said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same level of thinking that created them." So if you want something to change, you need to change. You need to step out of that thinking into new thinking and thinking about what you can actually do about something versus kicking back and analyzing it and waking up in the middle of the night in sweats wondering what you're going to do. So here are some actions that you can start taking. One is quiet your mind. meditation, prayer, or even just sitting in silence. Another is research new information. You don't know what about in things that you could find out about your situation if you don't do some investigation work. Make a to-do list. Everything can be overwhelming if you're not taking action steps, so start making a list of the things that you think you need to do. The other thing is you could journal out your thoughts. Be very objective. Don't get your feelings in the way. You know, it's great to, you know, put those feelings out there on paper, but don't let them get in the way of helping you make decisions and really looking at the facts of a situation. Create an actionable plan. And this is mapping out everything that you want to do. Set a goal. Lay out a timeline with milestones and where you're going to celebrate. Ask questions. If I could stop thinking about it, I would. Finish that sentence. Or, will what I am thinking about matter 1 year from now, 3 years from now, or 5 years from now? And how about listening to your own advice? Sometimes we're quick to give it, but we don't always listen to it. So what would you tell a friend in a similar situation? You can always distract yourself and put your attention elsewhere. It's just like changing the subject. And stop talking about the situation with others. Continuing to talk about it and asking for advice from everyone we know, we are continually thinking about the situation, replaying it, telling it over. And it's just those emotions get stronger and stronger every time because it's like you relived it all. Action starts with making a deliberate, proactive choice to get a different outcome. Put your energy where you want your results to come from. I know it may feel like it's easier said than done, but I challenge you. I want to challenge you to try it. Instead of analyzing everything, do some due diligence. Find out some information. Action is the cure for overthinking. I want to thank you all for listening to The Millionaire Woman Show. It is continually growing, and it's because of you that we're driven to come up with new topics twice a week, every Tuesday and Thursday. We're just about to launch the phase two, where we're going to start interviewing people. And I challenge you to also go back and listen to some of the other podcasts that we've had in the past, because, you know, if you don't hear that message over and over, you're going to forget about some of those nuggets. And the other thing is, when you listen again, you might gain more new nuggets. We would love for you to share this with your friends, because one episode that you share with someone might shift their perspective. It could change their life. It could change the direction of their business. So you know that you can be the catalyst. We'd also love for you to go to our website at www.deborahkozowski.com, where you can sign up for the Success Secrets newsletter so you don't miss out on what is going on. And when you do that, you get a free MP3 download of the 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. We don't want you to miss out. So share it with your friends. Give us a 5-star rating. Go out and give us a review. Let people know how this podcast is changing your life, your business, so you can live rich from the inside out. We look forward to having you on the next episode. Have a great day.